What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Blackhawks, Panthers, 5 p.m. on a Tuesday. Sorry, that was yesterday's news. Bo Byram, 2-year deal with the Buffalo Sabres.
That's today's news, and I love it. Listen, when the tweet started to come up last night about 9:55, right, 10 p.m. as I was finishing watching the home run derby, I was like, yes, we got content for tomorrow and maybe the next day and the next day.
You were a little excited.
I know it's going to be Give 716 Day. We're on location at KeyBank tomorrow. And, you know, there's a lot going on. But I was excited about it because I was really wanting this to happen. I get it. Bo Byram could be traded tomorrow. He could be traded in 2 months. He's signed now. So anything could happen. But for me, it was always about how do you make your team better than the 30th team in the league last year in goals against per game. They were 30th last year. And how do you make sure that you're not staying the same or taking steps back? And I really feel like Bo Byram can be a big piece of them getting better defensively. And so for me, that was I know people are saying still need a top six forward. I don't care. You're still going to get goals. But for me, it was about how do you make sure you're better defensively and taking steps that way. I think re-signing Byram, 2 years. I don't care about 2 years. I don't care if he's a UFA in 2 years if he just plays out his contract. You've got him signed. You're all set going into the season.
Let's focus on the defensive side of your point.
Yes.
Based on the fact you have made it repeatedly of late. Byram, of course, with all the other big name players on their blue line, was a part of that 30th,
yes,
in goals against that you speak of. So please expand on your point about why the group is better to have Bo to improve this critical area.
So the way that I look at the Sabres moving into this year is Dahlin and Byram would be your top pair playing together, and Power and Kesselring would be your second pair. That is where the best or the better improvement needs to come from. Owen Power and Michael Kesselring. That's where it needs to come from. But when I looked at, and I put in Natural Stat Trick this morning, the first thing I did is I'm like, how does Dahlin and Byram together this year compared to the rest of the league, or even compared to other pairings with the Sabres, mm-hmm, how did it look in a team that was 30th in goals against? But how did it look when those two were on the ice together at 5-on-5? So I looked at, well, they played by far the most minutes of any pairings together, right?
Buffalo pairings. Because you did just mention wanting to compare it to the league as well.
I'm going to start with just Buffalo pairings, okay? Mm-hmm. By far, the most minutes at 5-on-5 as a pairing together. Okay, in that time, they were the best of any pairings in Corsi percentage at 54% with the Sabres. They were the best of any pairings in shot percentage at 57%. They are the best in goal differential by a mile, 35 goals for, 15 goals against, plus 20. Like when Byram and Dahlin were together on the ice at 5-on-5, they were plus 20. This is a team that was 30th in goals against and 10th in goals for, but they had more goals against than goals for, and this is overall, but I'm saying 5-on-5 now, they were, you know, plus 20. That's awesome. And the biggest thing is that their goaltenders at 5-on-5 had a 94% save percentage. Like a 94 save percentage, like save percentage, that's big. So that means that not only were their shares on their positive side in every aspect, but the goaltending was better when they were on. There's a lot of our pairings. The goaltending was 88%, 89%, 87%.
Well, common sense, pardon me for interrupting, would lead one to believe that that's not a fluke, that the goalies would have a higher save percentage. Is it because those two reduce the number of high danger chances against?
Yeah, they reduce the number of high danger chances against, and they obviously, the shots they're giving up and the situations they're giving up are easier to handle for the goaltender. So now all of a sudden your save percentage is higher. Okay. But also, who is Dahlin and Byram as your top pair playing against? The best players on the other team. So they're doing all that while playing against the best players on the other team, which is a big part of what they're going to need to do this year to be able to continue that way.
That's probably a fair assumption, but
I'm
it's
sure
not
there's
actually
times where they're like, let's get them out there against the third or fourth line and then it generates more. But
okay.
Overall,
but then the other part of it is, and this is not a, this is probably obvious. Sorry, I'm kind of going down that path today. I'm just trying to.
You have to be able to balance it out.
I'm trying to lay out the whole picture here. When these two are on the ice, one would presume that they're playing with Buffalo's best forwards as well.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So this is important. But it's also what you crave. What can we do to make it look like we have the best five players on the ice? And I am 100% with you. Like, yes, that whole goal differential thing, it was actually interesting to me because, and it got even more interesting when you just mentioned the save percentage, they do give up a lot of chances.
Mm-hmm.
But they were capitalizing more on their high danger chances than what the other team was. And not just by a little, by a lot. If you were to prorate those 5-on-5 goals for and against numbers over the course of the entire season, because we did not see this pair stay together the entire, you're right in saying that Byram and Dahlin played more together than anybody else, but they didn't play close to the entire season together, right?
No. They didn't. And so, look, when you look at the league, they played 624 minutes together. You look at the league, there's defense pairings that have played 1,000 minutes together on 5-on-5.
And without even researching that exact number, that was my feeling, belief, expectation as to where they would compare to others. But my goodness, Marty, even if the plus minus success rate, you know, like a political poll, plus or minus 3 or 4% or something like that with accuracy, 35 goals for, 15 goals against. I don't care what they give up. No. If they're outscoring their opponents by that big of a margin, how are you not signing up for this every single game? Lock, stock, this is your pair. This is what you're going in battle with every night. This is how you're going to downplay, minimize the other team's best players.
Byram played 22 minutes on average last year.
Right.
And
there's
times where he played under 20. Like, get him out there 25, 26 minutes like Dahlin. Yeah. And I'm talking like okay, 5-on-5, you're going to play less because a lot of the Byron minutes that he's not playing compared to Dahlin is on the power play.
Right.
So that makes a difference. But get him out there as much as he can 5-on-5. And, okay, instead of playing 624 or 26 minutes of 5-on-5, what if you play 1,000? That 35 to 15 could be 60 to 25 plus 35 goals, right?
Even like if you... Even if it's only 50 to 25, who's not signing up for it?
Who's not signing up for it? You're better defensively. Now, okay, I gave you the numbers within the Sabres, okay?
Yeah.
Let me give you the numbers within the league. And what I did is I did any pairs that have played 500 or more minutes together. There was
should have done 600.
Well, I did it to 600 and... You know, it didn't matter. It was pretty much the same thing. But when you do 500, it brings up 62 pairs in the league that have played at least 500 minutes or more. There's no other Sabres pairing, by the way, that have played anywhere like close. It was 3-something, 400. It wasn't even 500. So when you look at
it was Dahlin and Yoki, wasn't it?
You know what? Let me pull it up here.
Don't worry. It's a move.
It's right there. In I don't have it anymore because I went to the league. But number one, all the best numbers of any pairings was Dahlin with somebody else.
Right.
So don't get me wrong in the team. It was Dahlin, Power, Dahlin, Samuelson, Dahlin, Yoki.
Over the last 3 years and see what Dahlin and Power's numbers are. It's ridiculous.
Yes, it was ridiculous, right? So, right here, I got it in front of me. The next closest in minutes was Dahlin and Samuelson. Then it was Power and Samuelson, but that was 300 minutes, half of what Dahlin and Byron played together at 5-on-5. But across the league, 62 pairs have played 500 minutes or more. Mm-hmm. They ranked 10th in shot attempt percentage at 54%. Mm-hmm. So shot attempts for, shot attempts against, Corsi percentage, basically. Yeah. They rank 5th of 62 pairs in shots percentage. Mm-hmm. They ranked 5th in on-ice save percentage, your own goalie save percentage, mm-hmm. at 94. But everybody was, they're 94.02. Fourth place was 94.07, 94.1. Like, it was very close. Mm-hmm. And they were first out of 62 pairings. Think of Kale McCarr and Devontae. Think of every top pairing in the NHL. Mm-hmm. Dahlin and Byron were number one in goals differential percentage at 70%. Who is next?
Yeah.
Let me take the Sabres. I'll do all teams. I'll tell you right now.
This is like sitting in your accountant's office at tax time.
I know
time.
Exactly. So you gotta give me a minute here. Because I did a few different parameters. I'm crunching the numbers, Duffer. Like, you know what?
And then you know what an older
TV
person would say right
the
now?
Numbers.
This darn computer
next,
just doesn't want to work for me
today. Next was Victor Hedman and Mosier in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
But they had only played 500 minutes. Mm-hmm. After that, it was Sandberg and Pionk. Obviously, Winnipeg was the best defensive team in the league.
What was their differential?
Their differential... was, here I got it, was 63%. And then it's...
No. Like, what was their goals for and goals against?
Goals for was 36 to 21, so plus 15.
Right. I'd like to stick to real numbers, like people actually seeing goals go in and how many were scored against. It's a little easier.
Defense pairing that had a higher differential because they scored more and gave up, like, more was...
Vegas.
No, it was actually McCarr and Taze.
Right.
They were plus 22, I think.
Who was the best Vegas pair?
The best Vegas pair? Now you're making me really do some work.
It's not that hard. You just change the team.
You know what? Thank you for doing that. I'm just going to go to Vegas here and do submit. And the best Vegas pair was McNabb and Shea Theodore.
And
their percentage was 54%.
No percentage.
But it was plus five.
Just please give me
plus
goals
five.
For what?
Yeah. Plus five.
No, but what were the numbers?
33 goals for, 28 goals against.
Thank you. It's easier to understand that way. What was the
I'm
best?
I'm giving you all the numbers, Duffer.
That's why I'm trying to give less. Okay. I want more numbers when it comes to give 716.
Hey, how about
I want,
this?
I want
quickly,
less
though.
Numbers from you right
okay.
now. How give me the best Panthers pairing. They're the best team in the last 3 years.
But okay, just quickly with Vegas, a pairing that we love, Petrangelo and Hanifin, were -6. They were 32-4, 38 against. Like, you're thinking this is
look
a top pair.
Tending. I'm just kidding.
Terrible goaltending. That must be the case. Okay, Florida Panthers. Let's take a look at that. Ekblad and Forsling were +12, 41-29.
Great. 41-29. Amazing. Perfect context. Wonderful context to exactly what we're talking about here. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at
Edmonton's, please, with Bouchard and who his most common mate was.
Okay. But what I think the biggest thing is we have to think that
one another now in salary among defensemen. So this
is important. The Sabres would be going into this year with thinking that Dallin and Byron have to be your top pair. The numbers don't lie. Like, you look at all the numbers, they have to be your top, your best pair. Okay, Matthias Ekholm, Evan Bouchard were 44 goals for, 39 goals against. They were +5.
Okay.
Dallin and Byron +20, 35-15. There's a big difference. There's a huge difference. And Bouchard and Ekholm played almost 1,000 minutes together. Dallin and Byram only played 626 minutes together of 5-on-5.
Can you do the Kings for me? Because this is a different... This is...
One of the better...
It's different than what we've been talking about. Because you don't think of the Kings as having the super high-end offense.
Yeah.
But... You do think of the Kings having just lost their arguably best defenseman in Gavrikov and how they're going to have to navigate. So what does this look like with LA?
So Gavrikov and Mikey Anderson were 23-23. They were even, 23-23. But their best pairing in terms of goal differential was Joel Edmondson and Brent Clark at 38-28 plus 10. But you would assume that that's also a product of maybe playing against lesser competition. And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Having a good defensive team.
Right.
But the story of Gavrikov to me is interesting because Gavrikov signed as a UFA with the Rangers and was at $6.9 million on a 7-year deal. So, and Gavrikov was one of those guys that they're like, wow, he's a UFA. He's going to be high on the list, right? 6.9. Mm-hmm. You're getting Bo Byram at 6.25. I get it. It's a 2-year deal. And if you had given Byram a 7-year deal, it probably would have come in at $7+ million. But your cap number for Byram for the next 2 years is 6.25. Mm-hmm. Like, compare that to he's 50th in salary next year when it comes to defensemen in the National Hockey League. 50th.
I have 56th.
Well, it's because there's a bunch of guys that are tied at 6.25, so maybe it comes in like right around there. But okay, 50 to 56, like he's like you're thinking there's 32 teams and a top pair defenseman should be making top 50, top 55 money. That's what Byram is making, but at the low end right now.
Right. The only addendum I would add to the to that ranking and having two defensemen in the top 64, right? Because there's 32 teams, you multiply it by two. The Sabres have three defensemen in there because they have power in between Dahlin and Byram.
Yes.
Now, so my research on Puckpedia says Dahlin is third, power is 21st, Byram is 56th for the coming season. They also have Matthias Samuelsson at 95th overall in salary for defensemen. Mm-hmm. Now, before you blow a gasket, not you, anybody, multiply four by 32.
Yes.
What do you get?
128.
128. So if all 32 teams have their top four in 128 slots, the Sabres do. They just happen to have four of them in the top 95. Yes. But you don't get to another Sabre until you get 158. So I don't really care how you spread the math around. It looks kind of even. Like, and here's the thing. Here's a thing.
And that's Kesselring at 1.4 million?
Yeah, he's 158th.
I mean,
right. That's what you do. You take advantage of Tuck.
Yeah.
And the production per dollar. You take advantage of your belief in Kesselring and potential impact per dollar. And I will tell you this, and I don't think I'm going out on a limb here. If you are remotely concerned about how much of Buffalo's cap is being spent on the blue line, they are the only team in the league that has the first overall pick in 2018, the fourth overall pick in 2019, and the first overall pick in 2021 that just happened to be defensemen. It happens.
Okay. Well, you know that puts a lot of pressure Kachuk on.
And not Rasmus Dahlin. It would look a little different.
It would look a little different. And really, to be honest with you, I think the Sabres are getting value out of Tage Thompson's deal as well. So you're you know what? They just signed. So if you're like, take a couple of million that maybe you would have, you would be paying Tage Thompson $9 million right now. Take a couple of millions you spend somewhere else. That helps you. Here's where the pressure is laying on right now. Because I get the Sabres were 10th in scoring last year with a terrible power play. So the guys that will need to continue the offense and the power play needs to be better. But okay, so what if they drop to 13th or 14th overall? To me, that's not a problem. Now your defense, I believe, is better. And your defense is all set. Connor Timmins needs to sign. He's an RFA, but
arbitration.
It's going to be all done. So your defense will be all set. The pressure is on goaltending. It's on Luukkonen. Now that's where you're.
I think it's on the power play just as much as it is. Like, you're never going to hear it that way because the goalie's the last line, and that's going to be the convenient argument. But if the power play isn't better, that's to me the biggest story with this group because they have more than enough capable players.
The power play will need to balance out the loss of JJ Peterka. That's what it is. The power play is going to have to balance out some of the loss of offense.
Peterka was not an impact player on the power play.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He's an impact player 5-on-5. So maybe your 5-on-5 scoring drops, but your power play needs to pick that up and balance it out so you can stay top 10 in scoring.
Right. And since we're on the Byram news of the day cycle, is there any way that he can earn more power play time?
I would love to say, you know what? Dahlin's going to run the first power play, but we're going to make the second power play a competition. Power, you're going to get first dibs, okay? But if your unit does not produce...
When you say that, Marty, but why do you instinctively say that?
Why do I instinctively... this? Because it hasn't... Like, your second unit has to be able to produce as well.
Right, it's but not why, just why does unit. Power have first dibs?
Oh, I'm going to say, I don't care. Maybe you say, Byram, you get first dibs. Show me what you can do. We just signed you. Let's go. I think you've probably given it to Power because of the pedigree, the first overall pick, the contract, all of that. But I would say this. That will be a battle to focus on in training camp. When they work on power play at one end of the ice and at the other end, who's taking second power play unit reps, right? Is Power the one taking reps, or is Byram getting that?
Why not both? Why does every unit have to be a four forward unit?
You could go with both now because I feel like your personnel would lead you to that. Like, you don't have Paterka anymore. I mean, the players that you acquired, I don't think Benson is a power play guy. I don't see him there anyway. Josh Doan is not a power play guy. Like, you could go two defensemen on the second unit. Absolutely, you could do that. But even then, I would say, okay, we're going to start with one defenseman on the second power play. We're going to make it a competition. You guys have to earn it. And if you're not, we slide somebody else. And then you got to wait your turn. I love internal competition in that way to try to drive it even better. The only thing with having three defensemen, and especially if you had Byram and Power on the second unit, is that, let's say you don't score, and then Byram just comes off the ice. Well, Dahlin was just on the ice, the first power play. Power's there. It gives you a little bit of a scramble when it comes to your deep pairings. Who do you put back on the ice after that, and how do you get back into your rhythm? But you know what? How about you figure it out? How about you just, you know, maybe that is a Kesselring-Samuelson pairing that goes on the ice, and then you come back with Byram and Dahlin, and you roll back up again. Like, you can figure that out. I have zero problem about that. Now, the other question that we're getting on social media a lot right now is, why 2 years? You know, like, why 2 years? Why not giving him more? Why not trying to get him signed to a 5-year deal or whatever? And I think, look, obviously, Byram was going to go to arbitration with a team-elected arbitration. So it was going to be a 1 or a 2-year deal in arbitration. And the Sabres were not in control of that. Because it was team-elected, then Bo Byram was going to go in with his ask in arbitration and either ask for a 1 or a 2-year deal. Well, it's very, very rare that a player goes in asking for a 2-year deal. They probably say, I want a 1-year deal, and I want to do that again next year. I'm, you know, and maybe I sign a long-term deal. The problem is the Sabres, if they had only been awarded a 1-year deal in Bo Byram, next summer, they would have been in what I believe a world of hurt, being exposed to an offer sheet. Because if in a year from now, Byram signs a 1-year deal, and in a year from now.
How many have we seen this summer?
Huh?
How many offer sheets have we seen this summer?
Zero.
Right.
But
so when are we going to learn and stop talking about this in April, May, and June? Because
it
never happens.
The reason why it would have been a really big problem for the Sabres in a year from now, it would have put them in a bad position. And teams look for teams that are in bad positions. Like this year, the Sabres were not in a bad position when it comes to an offer sheet with Bo Byram. They have the cap space. They have the flexibility. And if, you know, if somebody offer sheets Bo Byram and the Sabres match, they can't trade him for 1 year. Okay, so what? Like, you know, if it's a 1-year deal, we'll do that again next year, whatever. Next year, the problem is teams would know that, and they would offer sheet Bo Byram on a 1-year contract. The Sabres would have to match, and then they can't trade him for a whole year, which they lose complete value in Bo Byram in a trade, and now he's walking to UFA. And you are completely screwed in that situation. So that's why a 1-year deal didn't make sense. And Bo Byram didn't want to go 5-year deal. Like, it was obvious that he wanted to go short term to see his options. So 2 years made the most sense for everybody. And I don't care if this people are saying it walks him to UFA. Who cares? You got to be better now. You got to make the playoffs now. Do you think Kevin Adams cares what it's going to look like in 2 years from now? If they don't make the playoffs this year, things could change. People could, like, come in and out of this organization because it's not working. Like, that's where the focus was. Sign him for this year, but don't just get him on a one-year deal. Get him on a two-year deal so you still get value. If you want to trade him at the deadline this year, you can. If you want to trade him tomorrow, you can. If you want to trade him in a year from now, you can. But you're not handcuffed to an offer sheet where you cannot trade the player.
Maybe you'll get Bo's jersey as part of the auction. You can bid on game-worn jerseys right now from the 24-25 season. Take home a piece of the action by visiting sabres.com/auction. This auction closes on July 20th. Oh, that's when arbitration hearings are supposed to begin. The auction closes on July 20th at 9 p.m. No arb for Byram. Two-year deal. More of your reaction next on Sabres Live.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.